Hey, thanks for holding. Am I speaking with Matt?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Oh, good. Michaela and I are here.
Awesome.
Sales rep might stop in, but we're going to take a look at your website quick.
Okay.
Or whatever presentation.
Let me see here. You called us on a different number, so they didn't know who it was.
Oh, you want to call me?
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm just pulling up your regular account that you and I spoke with last time. Is this a better number for you, or the one we're talking about here?
565-6358. That's the one you called me on. I just missed your call.
Oh, I called you on, let's see. I thought it was the 235-3574.
Oh, you know what? That is probably a leftover remnants of the last IT person.
It just, like, redirects to your phone, huh?
Yeah, we need to get
okay.
rid of that. So whatever, if you got your magic and get rid of that, that'd be great.
Okay,
so
let me
see.
That was
with Hyman.
Okay. So what's the original phone number for you?
So it's the 661-565-6358. And we try to push everything through my cell phone.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm just going to make the changes here for us, too. So give me one.
Then how do I get rid of that number in there?
For us?
No, that 253 number or whatever.
So I made the changes here for us, but I mean, what we'll do is we're going to make sure that on the platforms that you have, like the Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, that everything matches with the phone number that you want so that it matches with the 565-6358 number.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. That way you don't have any people calling you on that other number, which I mean it still works.
Well, that's so true. That is kind of weird it still works.
So, but I don't know. You never know when it could stop working. That's the problem. If you want us to go to your page. Okay, so I know last time we spoke, you said you wanted to have your wife. Was that it that you needed to talk to?
Yeah, we're just going to, Michaela and I are just going to look at it.
Okay.
Okay. So did you
Michaela,
look at her in general?
And Michaela is your secretary?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
We're both computer at the office. And then if you click at what number, it comes over there.
Gotcha.
And it's that team.
That's the first thing that comes up is a Facebook.
Oh. Well, that's good.
And then, can I find there?
The phone number in there?
No phone number.
You want me to get on, Charlie, you want me to get on a website or anything?
It's just up to you and what you guys want to look at. I know what I have here is I pull up your guys' phone number. I see your guys' Google Business profile. I know you guys have a website that you have on here, the Foundation Properties. Now, I know the last time we talked, you were pretty solid on the website. You liked it. It was just making sure that you guys are found on that first page. So what we would do is help you with the Facebook in helping you get populating through there. Cause I know you guys have one. Is that correct? Yes.
Yeah.
So we would run the retargeting campaign through anybody that searches on Google through Facebook. And then we would populate you for all the services that you guys provide on Google. So anybody that searches you guys, they'd be able to find you and you'd be right there when they are on that search. So they can just click to call directly.
Okay. And then that it's only a 2-month commitment, 150 setup or something.
Yeah. So it was the, it was just going to be like a 2 month verbal commitment because we do have, it does take the 30 to 45 days to get on that first page. Now, again, like I said, I've seen it done faster because you guys don't have to go through that process of getting verified with Google. But I will just say 30 to 45 days because I'd rather in worst case scenario. I want to be able to give us some time there too. So it is a verbal 2 month commitment, but it was the $249 month to month. There is the one time setup fee for the $99. So you're looking at $348 for the first month. And then on February 29th, it would just be the $249. Now we do allocate the $100 to your Facebook campaign. So don't think you have to pay $249 and then you have to allocate an additional, ad budget or anything like that. We take care of that for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, the most, obviously, if it's working, I'm getting phone calls. Like I said, if I'm getting one or two jobs a month, it's going to pay for itself. So,
100%.
Yeah. And then we can just, and then you would be my rep until you get hired on to another company or whatever.
I will be your rep. You can call me anytime you want. At the same time, you will have an account manager. They're going to introduce themselves to you. That's going to be my tech team. They're the brains behind everything. So I would set an onboarding call with you and my tech team, either if we have availability later on today or maybe tomorrow, depending on how yours and their schedules align. And then from there, that's when everything starts to kind of snowball from there and we start building everything. I do work on your account, making sure that you guys obviously have the services that you guys want to work on. I know stucco and painting is a big one for you. So that's what I would make sure that they push. If you guys have any additional services you guys want to add on, feel free to let me know because I want to make sure when my tech team calls you, they are just verifying. They're not really going through everything again. I want this to be a smooth transition to get you guys to that first page as fast as possible.
All right. And then I think that's it. So, yeah, I think if that's come up Wednesday, Kayla and I can just be on the computer and hammer it out.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So let's do this. I want to make sure that I have everything correct for you guys first. I'm going to take you guys through a voice verification. This is just going to be an added protection for you guys. It will be sent to you in writing of the service agreement that is just going to be outlined. Once I do that, secure your guys' spot with us, I will send everything over to you so that way you guys can see everything. You have your invoice and there's no discrepancies because this is a 100% tax write-off. I want to make sure everything's correct. Once you say everything's good, I'm going to book that onboarding call for whatever time you want on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, and then you'll get rid of all the your Google's not listed correct calls.
So I will put a phone, just kind of like what you kind of had right there with me where you were like, this is a direct, it's directing to you. We can put on there like, hey, for stucco, press 1, for paint, press 2, to speak with Matt directly or buy Matt lunch, press 3, you know. That was a little joke. But
and that's only going to your platform, otherwise.
That's going to go straight to you guys as normal, but it's not going to erase every call that's coming in as a robocall, but it is going to dwindle that down because once they hear voices like that, like a prompter, it's on a dialer.
Yeah.
So it just shoots to the next person that has just a regular voice. So it will lower it for you guys.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So I just want to make sure I have everything correct here for you. So Foundation Properties, Inc. is
the parent company.
Okay.
Yeah. And then doing business as Kern General Construction. So, but if
okay.
you guys think it's you're just to go with Foundation Property, I don't care. It doesn't matter as long as, you know, customers are clicking on us. That's the goal.
That's the goal, yeah. I just want to make sure, because you guys have like the Foundation Properties Inc. You guys have the listings here for the Facebook with that. You have the Google Business Profile. You also have a Yelp listing with it. I want to just make sure that that's what we're utilizing. Now we'll be able to populate that to the first page for the services you offer, and then they'll be able to contact you guys directly for that as well. Your website is linked to it, so that's not going to be a problem.
Okay, and McKenna's going to try to see which Facebook it is, if it's Kern General or with my username and password in there.
Okay. And
we'll work on that stuff before our meeting on Wednesday.
What was that?
We'll work on getting access to the Facebook, right, before our meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah, so they'll actually walk you through that process on just how to add us, because we're not going to ask for your, like, your username and password. They're just going to ask you to add us on the back end of the manager as an admin. That's just telling Facebook, hey, we're working with you guys on this matter, and it's telling them that we're basically working for you. So we're not like taking control of anything, but they'll walk you through that step by step on how to do that as well. The business address that you guys have is the 4208.
Rosedale Highway, Suite 302, Box 120.
Okay. Bakersfield, California, 93308, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to set up that phone number for you. So that's good. You have your your website there. Perfect. And then Matt, is that short for Matthew or is it just Matt?
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew.
Okay. So M-A-T-H-E-W.
Yeah. Two T's. Yeah.
Two T's. Gotcha. And then what's your last name?
Dom, D-A-H-M.
D-A-H-M, Dom. And then for the email, do you want me to just have the email that's on file that's on your guys' website, or do you want to provide me with another email that we can send everything over to you?
Yeah, if you could do that one and then copy Michaela's, that'd be good.
Okay, so I have kerngc@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And then she's kerngc08@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's just gonna send everything over into writing to the Kern automatically, to the GC.
Yeah, that's okay. Perfect.
For you. Okay.
We're fiddling with the Facebook passwords.
Oh, okay. Trying to get into them.
Yeah. My son does a lot of that stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, you said he went to Texas A&M, correct?
Yeah, he's still there.
Nice. That's a good school to go to. Congratulations on that, too. I know that's not an easy school to get into, so I'm sure you're a proud father on that.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, let me make sure I have your stuff set up here correctly.
It's going to send you a code.
Okay.
I sent it to you then. I think you got it.
Okay. Then you can just hit the code. Well, once you hit that, it'll show you the code. And then if you need to change the password, just put it in here.
Did it send a code? I'm going to send it through text.
I know those Facebook passwords could be tricky. Sometimes, like, they do, like, if you set it up correctly, they can do, like, a two authentication type deal where they have to send you like a number and everything like that.
Yeah. It's not sending us our shit, but we could be on the phone and maybe it's delaying it from sending it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe.
Okay. Okay, so I have everything correct. So for the services you offer, are you guys just sticking with stucco and painting, or are you guys doing more than stucco and painting?
No, we do all remodels, in kitchen, bath, drywall.
Okay, and you guys do like backsplashes and stuff like that as well? Tiling.
Yeah.
Do you guys do floors?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then do you guys do new construction, or are you guys just looking for type of like remodeling type deals? Or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean,
okay.
I prefer the remodel. But we have a couple new builds. They just lots of red tape.
Okay. And it doesn't matter with commercial, residential, or are you guys just doing residential?
No, we're doing it all, but maybe we should just stick with residential, and then I can still cater to my commercial ones.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. I just don't want the phone blowing up.
No, I understand. It's a gradual progression. So, if you want to just do residential, we can just do residential. Within that 30 to 45 days, that's when you guys are really going to start seeing the uptick increase.
Yeah,
let's
just do that and see how it goes with just residential for now.
Perfect. Okay. I just want to make sure. I have you in Bakersfield, and you guys are around 30 miles radius, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
30 miles. Perfect. Okay. And then with the – well, you guys have a website, but so it doesn't really matter because we're not building one for you here, so that's good. Okay, so then with the card itself that you guys are going to put on file, Matt, are you going to use a business credit card, or are you going to use a personal debit credit?
Yeah, just business credit card.
Business. So does it say the Foundation Properties Inc.?
Yep.
Okay. And then is that billing address the same as the 4208 Rosedale?
Yep.
Okay. And then the 93308. And then for the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
It's a Visa? Okay. All right.
You need that number?
Let's see here. Square address will not be civilized. Okay, sorry. Yeah, just give me one sec. Okay. Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, it's 4246-3152-8476-0764.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0128.
And then the security code on the back?
439.
Okay. Make sure. Just give me one sec. It's saying the address is a little funky because of the way.
I'm sending it.
Is that somebody honking out there?
No, we have our cabinet guy cutting cabinets right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're at the top.
Gotcha. It sounded like somebody was just like honking out there. I was like, maybe they got you guys lunch or something.
Yeah. All right. Circular thought.
That's funny. So this good that Michaela's here too, because so she can call on behalf of here, and I'll make a note here that, you know, she's authorized as well to call behalf. Now I'm going to set up a security question so that way, obviously she can know that security question as well. This is a protection for you guys. We never sell or share any of your guys' information here at Local Splash. Also too, we want to make sure that we're always talking to either one of you. So, and you're always talking to us. So if somebody calls in and they say, hey, we're Local Splash, and they don't ask you a security question, I advise you to please just hang up the phone and call our customer service number that I'll give you that number in a little bit, okay?
All right.
All right, so I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And what was that city?
Hoffman Estates.
What was that?
Hoffman.
Hoffman.
You know what? Just do Chicago. Close enough. We don't need to do the suburbs. We'll do Chicago.
Chicago. So you're from Chicago, huh?
A couple what years ago.
Okay. I was going to say, what brought you out to California?
Oh, my dad and Karis in the 90s, early 90s.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yep, I got to help my mom drive the car out with the guns and the china. And the truck and the car. And in those
semis. That's hilarious. It's funny.
My dad was already working out here. So
okay.
My sister, my mom, and I drove out here.
But you can't forget the china, I'll tell you that.
Isn't that funny? And now nobody uses it. Oh, I don't want to wash it by hand. Screw it.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is my grandmother, she was born right after the Great Depression, and she collected china, and she collected Depression glass. And nobody wants it now because you can't put that in the dishwasher. You literally have to wash it by hand.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no value to it for anybody because nobody likes washing
dishes.
Exactly.
You know, we want everything as easy as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Done for you services is what they like.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, Matt. So I have everything set up here for you guys. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification like I promised. So this is just going to outline the service agreement here. Once we are done, it will send this over to you guys in writing, and then I'm going to send you a couple text messages for the invoice and the service agreement that we talked about. But I'm just going to walk you through this. If you have any questions, just ask me, and then I'll rephrase it for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Foundation Properties, Inc., doing business as Kern General Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Dom, owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorization holder on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you do give authorization to Michaela to call in behalf on you to find out what's going on or any updates on that matter as well, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. I just want to make sure I put that in there for you. To get results as fast as possible, Matt, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yep.
Okay. Our customer service number, and I don't know if I'm on speaker or not, but I'm going to read it off to you guys so you guys can write it down. I'm also going to email it to you, but it's 877-635-6225.
Okay, cool.
That's going to be the customer service number that, my tech team is going to call you guys on Wednesday, and they're going to go over that onboarding call with you guys as well, okay?
All right, great.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for initial account and setup will be charged today, which is January 29th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Matt, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877 number I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Awesome. So now I can stop sounding like a robot. What's a good time for you guys on Wednesday?
Yeah, 11
a.m. Okay. So I'm going to send you a couple text messages, and then you're also going to get some emails as well. Now, I don't mean to bombard you guys in any way. It's just going to have some welcome text messages here. And then you're also going to get your guys' like invoice and everything like that.
Can we do 10 o'clock?
Sure can. Yeah. 10 o'clock. Let me do that. Okay. All right. Okay. So I did just send you a couple text messages. Did you happen to receive anything yet?
Yep, got it.
Okay, so I should say, Matthew, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay, so that link right there that it has, it should say my.localsplash/terms. Can you click on that? That's our service agreement as well. That's our terms and conditions.
The My Local Splash terms, yep, see right here.
Yep, and then when you click on that, it's going to take you to the agreement form, and it's going to have on the bottom two checkboxes. One is just going to say SMS. So in case we don't reach you guys, we can just shoot you a quick text message saying, hey, we try to get a hold of you. Can you give us a call when you latest convenience? And then the other one is saying that you're the card authorization holder or user. You're going to sign your name, first and last name, and then it's going to take you to a login form once you hit confirm.
Okay. All right.
All right, let me know when you get to the login. It's just a username and password.
All right, got it.
Okay, so don't do anything there. That's going to be that dashboard that I talked to you last time about that we actually track everything for you. So you're going to be able to track the calls coming in, the clicks from Google, the location of searches, and then the Facebook campaign. That's all going to be in your dashboard there. My tech team, when they do the onboarding call, they're going to provide you with the username and password for you, and then they're going to walk you through and show you everything of where you can find everything as well, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. I sent you guys an email to the Kern, gc@gmail.com. That has all the documents in there as well as the Google Calendar invite for 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday. It came from Charlie Mullenkamp at localsplash.com, which is me. If you guys just want to hit yes on there, that's just confirming the time is good for you guys. Now, if it doesn't work out and you guys need to move that time and they call you, just let them know, hey, can we reschedule for an hour later, or can you call me back, or whatever it is, and they're more than flexible to help you guys out to make sure they get you guys onboarded at a more convenient time for you guys, okay?
All right. I'll hit the yes button, and we're good to go.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. I'm going to get working on your account here. I do want to formally welcome you to our family, Matt and Michaela. We are like a family here, so we are going to get you guys to that first page. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team on Wednesday. Give them a little bit of window. It might be 10 a.m. to 10:15, depending on how long the onboarding before you is going. And that call that they're going to do is around 30 to 45 minutes long. If you guys have any other questions that you guys have leading up to there, feel free to write them down and then ask them as well. They are more than capable of answering any type of questions as well, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. I will talk to you in a couple days, and I'm going to get working on your guys' account here, okay?
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, Matt. You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.